Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, dear friends. Here's Deacon Randall. Thank you for choosing our show. You are powerful. Doctor of Divinity and an Energy Leadership Master Practitioner. Each of us has a divine heritage that far too few of us realize. Deacon coaches spirituality and interviews people who are masters of connection. We all share a wonderful future, but few of us realize we are powerful. This program's goal introduces you to your own power with resources to help you in your search. We have an energy spectrum from which we can choose. Speaking of choice, you get to choose what you do with your time. We know that, and we are so happy you choose to listen to our show. Take us with you wherever you go, and always remember, you are powerful. Please welcome Deacon Randall and his guest for this podcast program. Here is Deacon.
Looking forward to our show today, and I'm really excited. During this podcast program, we have the opportunity to spend time with Sherry Hobson, and I've had an opportunity to look at Sherry's website. I'm just really excited about speaking with Sherry, and I'm looking forward to a few questions and certainly to some narrative from Sherry. My goodness, she has a wonderful history, and now her website information for those folks in the audience here is www.sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Hobson, H-O-P-S-O-N, .com. So without further ado, good afternoon, Sherry.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
So excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to speak with you. I did have an opportunity to review your website and to see the video that you had on your website. And I'm just so interested in your history, and I'd really like for you to introduce yourself to our audience and tell us about yourself and your services.
Okay, well, I've been working for almost 25 years in this industry now, and I work, the area that I really love to specialize in is that I work on the soul's progression of their karmic self. And so I do a lot of work with the past life issues that they're carrying into this lifetime. And so I'll go through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime to look at the different karmic chakras, the different portals, the different fragmentations that they've left in different lifetimes that are creating issues in this life, whether it's an emotional issue, goal-oriented issue, or a disease issue. And we look to find out where the patterns were, that it actually where it was created, how it was created, and why it was created. And then go into the transformational work of perceiving what they were going through, you know, why the soul chose it, but then also clearing out the different chakras that are involved, the different portals that are involved, the different fragmentations, to get them back into alignment of what they truly desire and what they're truly trying to achieve.
Well, that's wonderful, Sherry. It's
mm-hmm.
so dynamic, and it really introduces the power of the individual once they get with someone who can aid them in reviewing lifetime after lifetime. You want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. You know, one of the projects that I'm working on right now is that we're using thermographic imaging for those that have... And that is on the website, and that's probably one of the things that you're referring to, the before and after pictures of the thermographic imaging,
mm-hmm.
where we
yes.
go to look at and, you know, and take some chronically ill people that have been ill for their entire lives and do the thermographic imaging, and then we go back and read what trauma they went to, what they're still fragmented in as far as, you know, when we go through a trauma in a past life, we leave a piece of ourselves in that time period. You know, so somebody with a phobia or a fear, you know, they have a piece of themselves in that place and a piece of themselves here at the same time. And so going back and actually learning, one of the abilities that I have is to actually clear that energy, you know, be able to erase it. And then we use the thermographic imaging to take a picture afterwards of the energy flowing. And we also use medical equipment to show the progress and the medical results as well.
Yeah. I saw that, as you mentioned, I saw in that picture of the thermographic energy. And by the way, I want to compliment you on your website. It is very welcoming and easy to navigate. And I just very much enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Sherry, oh, you're so welcome. I was intrigued, Sherry, when I read your words about memories. And and how we have the ability to use memories from so many different areas. Would you like to speak about that?
Sure. I mean, we have a lot of soul memories. It's not like, you know, we go through a lifetime and we come into this lifetime with a clean slate. We're working off of past lifetimes. I mean, that's why you've seen children come in and be prodigies. They've mastered something in a past life, and they're extremely well at it, and they haven't forgotten it. They're actually remembering it from another experience, another body, another lifetime. And so our soul memories are more in the aspect of are encompassing all of our experiences throughout time with our soul. And so if somebody has the other day I was working with a client, and she had had 5 lifetimes in a row in which she left early on the planet. She died before the age of 30 almost in every single lifetime in 5 lifetimes. So her sole memory when she got close to 30 is that she was running out of time. She never had enough time to get anything done. She had a huge to-do list that she was always afraid that she was never going to get anything completed. Well, part of that was because of her memories about leaving the planet every single time before the age of 30 and never getting to where she felt that she needed to be. And so that memory kicked in, overtook her, created a lot of fears, anxieties, and panic attacks in this lifetime. And so going back and looking at it, the soul was actually trying to go through the lesson of engaging more into life, being committed more into life, and connecting with others, because she had issues with connecting with others. And so the soul was trying to get her to more appreciate life and appreciate more with what she had. And so it had 5 lifetimes in a row of experiencing that, and that was through the soul memory.
Yeah. Wow. It's tremendous. It's tremendous. And with the work that you do, people begin to engage with their own power and their abilities and recognize more and more about themselves. And that's what we do, Sherry, isn't it? We help people. We serve. And I can see you're committed to service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, the biggest thing that I really, you know, even though, you know, years ago, when I first started doing my readings, I started with my gift years ago. I really realized that people were asking the same questions. They were always asking the same questions: when am I going to find my true love? When am I going to be financially secure? When am I going to find the right career? I started asking the question was like, why don't people have what they truly desire? You know, they're really putting this energy out there. Why don't they have it? And so the minute I started going into that logic and that thought process, I had a whole shift of guides come in from the other side and took me in a different direction about transformational work and really transforming the soul to get close to their desires, to get close to what they truly have in their heart is what they're trying to achieve, is also that karmic pathway, because their goals represent what they're really trying to get over. And so helping them over that hurdle and getting them to the goals, it creates a lot more peace and harmony in their lives. But also they're in tuning into that higher place that they're really trying to achieve to go.
Sure. It's amazing what you were saying about lifetime after lifetime. And when we look at eternity, that gives a different perspective on eternity, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, one of the things I tell people with issues of time, most a lot of people have been on the planet for at least 1,000 years, if not 2,000 or 3,000 years. And we've always had a to-do list. We've always had things to do. We're always trying to accomplish things. And when we accomplish one thing, we're always going to go to try to accomplish another thing. And the soul never runs out of time to be able to achieve it. It will always be working on it until we have the chance to achieve it. So time is really never an issue.
What a wonderful, wonderful approach to living a life. And to capture that message for themselves,
mm-hmm.
and realize, yeah, I've got lifetime after lifetime to achieve this, but I want to start now.
Right, exactly.
And you can help them to make that start.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful.
Right.
Now, when they begin to gain this understanding of themselves, tell us a little bit more about the awakening, and as they begin to see that they do have that authority and that ability to use what they remember and further themselves. What,
mm-hmm.
when they begin
well,
to get
one
that
of the
understanding,
things,
what does it look like?
One of the books that I'm working on right now is with the Master Soul Groups, and the Master Soul Groups have to do with the chakra system, the source chakras, which is the crown down to the, you know, root chakra and the hands and the feet, right? And so within that Master Soul Group, there's always this karmic condition that we're trying to overachieve. The rulers, within the Ruler Soul Group, they're trying to learn to rule with their hearts rather than their heads and not use the dominance and control. The builders within our society are trying to have faith within their own decisions. When we reach a karmic condition where we actually finally learn from that karma and we've actually attained that lesson, we come into contribution phase of the soul. We're actually contributing back to the planet rather than taking from the experiences. We're actually giving back from the experiences. And that's truly
Wonderful.
What the soul is trying to achieve, is to get
Amazing.
Back into that contribution. As long as we're fighting our karma, we're still interacting with people to take energy from them rather than to give energy to them. We're using them as teachers or tools somehow to learn that lesson. So when we finally learn that lesson, then we come back into the contribution where we're giving energy back into the planet again.
Yeah, and I've learned in the work that I do that not many people, and I suppose I should say few people really clearly understand energy and the fact that we are all energy beings, and that there are a couple of types of energy, and that we can use them to our best benefit. And understanding how powerful the soul is, and that eternity is not a blank slate that ends right there at that door, is a beautiful message to aid people.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Now, you indicated on your website that you can also use Skype.
Oh, I have clients. I travel all over the world, but I have clients all over the world. And so almost all my sessions, I rarely have a chance to see people in person these days. Almost everything's over the phone or through Skype. And so all my international clients are through Skype.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
And
so
when you look, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, you know, the work that I do is actually connecting on a spiritual plane. It's not connecting on the physical. So I can actually clear energy, you know, no matter what it is, no matter where the person is. I can clear energy on the other side of the world. It's because it's really connecting on the spiritual plane.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And when I'm working with clients, I also work within the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual planes, and I talk
right.
with them about that. And I can see that in your work. What's the future of your work, and how will its acceptance serve to change people and maybe even change the world?
You know, the future of my work is always constantly changing. And I think, you know, part of me is like, I think I'm very grateful for that because I'm always expanding and growing along with my work. The more I channel, the more I learn, just like my clients. And so the future of my work, hopefully, is that I do have two books coming out within the next year. One of them on the with the thermographic imaging, on the different aspects of emotional issues and how they affect the body and why they affect the body the way they do. And the other one is on the Master Soul Groups. And the Master Soul Groups is actually going to be where people, you know, can figure out what soul group they're actually in as far as the karmic conditions of the chakras, what their lessons are, and actually different types of exercises to do to get past that karma, to get them to change their perception and change their way of thinking, to change up that energy. Because our energy never changes until we change our perception. Once we change our perception, that shifts the energy, right? But a lot of people don't realize that they have that because they've been walking in the same path for so long. So the book I'm developing is actually for people to see that and so that I can hit more of the masses rather than just individual appointments.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. And to be able to get more of the masses, you can. There's just so much that you're able to do. There's so much that, and you can speak. You can go and talk to groups and groups of people, because people are searching. They're anxious to know, what about this individual me? How can I broaden my view of the world, of eternity, of the universe? And more clearly understand how I can use the authority, the power that I have within me.
Mm-hmm.
And my goodness, how wonderful a niche that is to be working in that and allowing people to more clearly understand those past lives and all the memories and how they can build and use those, and you can guide them along that path. Good for
right,
you.
Right, exactly. Sure. Yeah, and it really, you know, for all those people that are out there suffering, you know, there is a purpose for it, and sometimes there doesn't seem like there's a purpose, but, you know, I never see really people ready to move forward until they hit that gutter. You know, they hit that emotional 2x4 that's so big that they go, wow, this really hurts, I finally have to change. You know, that's just a signal that you're finally moving forward and that you're ready to come forward. And for all those people that are suffering, there's a purpose for it. The soul's going through a growth spurt, and you're allowing yourself to, you know, achieve your greatness by going through that suffering. And a lot of people don't understand that, you know, that's our catalyst, you know, to change the chakras and the meridians within our bodies and change that perception.
Yes. Yes. That's well said. Well said. I very much enjoyed the testimonials on your website. And can you share some unique experiences that you've witnessed when working with people?
I've done thousands and thousands of readings, and I just always have so many excellent stories. I mean, one day I am going to put it together, a book of all the excellent stories I've had. But I did have one. One of the things that really got me started in this whole thing was a reading where I had a girl that every time she got excited, she couldn't breathe. And the doctors couldn't figure out, you know, what it was. It wasn't asthma. It wasn't anything. And so she couldn't be diagnosed. And I work with a lot of doctors across the country that send me people that they can't diagnose. And so when I went back into her past life, it turned out that she was immigrating from another country. She had worked in a factory and actually was in a tenement house next door to the factory that had caught fire, and her belongings were on the third floor. And she ran up to the third floor to retrieve some family photos and a few pieces of jewelry that she had. It was her only possessions. And when she came back down, she was overcome by smoke and passed away. And so every time in this lifetime, when the experience of becoming excited again happened, she couldn't breathe, and she started hyperventilating and stuff. So I actually cleared the energy from her, but as soon as I did it, the guides turned around and said, look that fire up. And I knew it was on the East Coast in late 1800s, and we actually looked it up, and it was on the north side of New York, and actually found the fire, the article in the newspaper about the fire, and actually found the story about her perishing in the fire, and she was originally from Ireland, and so when I actually found that article and actually showed her on the internet site, she almost fainted. because it's actually everything I had said during the reading, and since that day she never had any problems breathing. It was completely gone, you know, since that day.
That must be such a thrill! Oh my gosh!
Mm-hmm. I've had many experiences like that.
Oh my gosh, Sherry! Oh. Mm-hmm. And tell the audience once again about your contact.
Sure. My assistant Liz makes all my appointments. Her telephone number is 760-521-2027. Or you can reach us on the internet under my website, which is sherryhopson.com, which is SHERRYHOPSON. You can also find me on Facebook. I do have two different Facebook pages. One is filled, so I've got a second one going. And I'm also on Twitter. And so you can find me on Twitter as well under Sherry Hopson.
Excellent. Excellent. And the work that you do, I just compliment you.
Oh, well, thank you. I really am blessed it took me a long, many, many years to be able to accept all of my gifts. I tried to run within the norm of society. I had my own international finance business and stuff for years, and finally the universe kind of threw it in my lap and kind of put me in this direction, and it's very fulfilling and extremely interesting in the work that I get to do, and I am so blessed to be able to share it with so many people.
I can see why, and I'm sure folks who are listening on our program can also see that work, and to listen to this young lady and to go back and to find out this the story of the fire, and then to go back in the records and actually find the fire, the city that was in, and the address of the building, and my goodness, that must be just such a thrill from the core of your being.
It is. You know, and some people are so shocked, you know, when they find the stuff that I say, and I'm like, yeah, I kind of, you know, been through it hundreds of times now. You know, so for me, I'm kind of getting used to it, but it's like, wow, you know, the first, it is sometimes very, very fascinating. But it's also fascinating how people actually react to things and what they bring with them, why they brought it with them, you know, what they took out of it versus another person took out of it, you know, so it's extremely fascinating on the working of the inner beings, you know, and how we all perceive our lives to be.
And another compliment I have for you is that you take away, you remove that negativity. When they're talking about, I can't get this done, I can't get that done, you remove that negativity and say, your soul is patient. Your soul is working that particular aspect. It's not a failure. It's an opportunity to learn. And
exactly.
Your soul is taking advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's dramatic.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, they beat themselves up so badly, you know, and belittle themselves so much and create more of an energy block on it because they're not, you know, accepting the fact that they're actually growing versus failing. You know, and failure is nothing more than growth, but you have to look at it in a different aspect.
Yeah. When we're out there toiling,
mm-hmm.
and driving ourselves and working toward an end, if we more clearly understand that we have that opportunity to learn from what we may have at one time considered to be a failure, it is more an opportunity to learn than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about your book. I'm excited about your books coming out, Sherry.
I'm excited too. Yeah. I mean, I'm about halfway. I don't know why I'm working on two books at the same time. It was a little overwhelming, but I'm about halfway done with both of them. But hopefully, one will be completed within the next couple of months, and kind of get it out there, get it going.
Yeah. Good for you. I just want to compliment you. I want to thank you so much for being on our show. It has been very exciting for me, and I know it's exciting for our audience. And in the future, as we build and as we move forward with our show, we want to have questions from the audience. We want to have people participating, and I think that will be very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And just once again, thank you so much for all you do for people, Sherry. And I truly believe you are powerful, and you show others how powerful they are. So once again, thank you. And to the audience, thank you very much for spending your time with us and for listening to our radio program today. Sherry, I wish you so well. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. I so appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
No, you're so welcome, and I appreciate yours. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, in the audience. That is our program. You are powerful. Go forward. Enjoy your time. Goodbye.